Nowhere is the blistering pace of change in China more obvious than in its language. Chinese is constantly coining and importing new terms to describe new ideas. Lately, it's become fashionable to use the passive voice when authorities have done something that you don't like. NPR's Anthony Kuhn calls this new grammatical voice the passive subversive.
A recent event held by several groups, including an arm of the education ministry, made it quasi-official. The Chinese character of the year last year is bei. Put bei in front of a verb, and it indicates the passive voice. Chinese Academy of Social Sciences historian Lei Yi was one of the judges at the event. He says that internet users voted in the new word by a landslide.
We felt we should recognize this result, so we named bei as the character most representative of China's situation last year.
So, for example, if your school falsely claims you got a job in order to beef up its job placement statistics, you've been employmented. If your prison inmates beat you to death, but the police make it look like you killed yourself, then you've been suicided. The idea here is that somebody has used you to cover up some unpleasant truth. Double Leaf is the online name of a Beijing-based blogger. Early last year, he found that access to his blog, which is hosted on a U.S. server, had been blocked within China, probably because of his political writings. I thought, I've been harmonized, he said. Being harmonized is now a common expression that means you've been censored. Double Leaf explains that it's a sardonic swipe at the harmonious society China's leaders claim they're trying to build. The government just covers up all sorts of conflicts, problems, and clashes through coercion, he says. They feel this is very harmonious, but it's really not. It's nothing more than an illusion. Meanwhile, activists like human rights lawyer Jiang Tianyong now find themselves involuntarily invited to tea by police. Jiang says that's the new euphemism for being questioned by police, usually about political matters.
Because there are more and more people like myself, the police are forced to refine their methods and at least appear more polite. I think this is an improvement.
The new softer tactics, Jiang says, show that authorities know that as citizens' awareness of their legal rights increases, their power decreases. Authorities also know that they're offending people, and the less power they have, the riskier this becomes. That's why it's safer to cover their coercion under a layer of deniability. See, we're just having a cup of tea. But Jiang Tianyong says he's not always thirsty.
They don't admit that they're investigating you. They just say that they're friends and they want to chat. I say that since they're just friends, I can accept their invitation or not. It depends on whether or not I have time.
About this time every year, delegates file into Beijing's Great Hall of the People for the annual session of China's parliament. They're supposed to be the people's elected representatives, but the people often have no idea who they are. Historian Lei Yi says that when Chinese now say, "We've been represented," it means they're aware that they've actually been misrepresented without their consent.
For centuries, we've been told that the emperor represented the people's interests, or that some organization or some leader represented our interests. People did not realize that they had been represented. This word of the year signals the awakening of citizens' consciousness.
So many Chinese have now seen through the charades, and they're not as afraid of authority as they used to be. But still, there's not much they can do about it, except take a darkly humorous poke at their situation. Gradually, says Lei Yi, that will change, as increasingly enlightened and empowered Chinese citizens go from passive to active. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Beijing.